back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season. Football means the kids go back to school. I think one of my joys in social media is seeing all of you share all of those school pictures with me. At least I get to see the kids here once a year. Emily Baumgartner is here. She's here from Wise Markets, where I stopped in various places, and I did find some coconut water to refresh me after all of those crab cakes. I think Emily is here as a registered dietitian to admonish me for eating 42 crab cakes in 30 days last month and then talking about having the audacity to talk about healthier this month. Emily, welcome in. I did mix in some vegetables. I kind of stopped a lot of the white breads and the potatoes. People were trying to give me potato chips and all that. I only gained legitimately 9 pounds. I've legitimately lost like 3 of it back, you know, so I'm getting there. It's only been a week, but the kids are going back to school. It's good to have you on. I know everybody at Wise is concerned about the children and making sure they eat better than I did back when I was a kid. They're not eating 42 crab cakes in 30 days this month.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, I think when we talk about diet, my wife and I were out in Western Maryland 2 weeks ago eating crab cakes, as you can imagine. We were in this antique store, and I saw a Mork and Mindy. You're a little younger than me, but the Mork and Mindy had the lunch boxes, the classic 1970s lunch boxes, and they had the little Aladdin thermoses that we had back in the day from Three's Company or whatever, you know, Happy Days, whatever television shows were Laverne and Shirley were watching. And I thought to myself, man, the stuff that used to go in there, it's amazing I'm still alive at this point. You know, like my parents wouldn't have been putting like celery and carrot sticks in. But if I had a kid now or a grandchild now, I would be rethinking, stocking up for lunch. And I think about nutrition and what it does for me every day that, you know, I eat right, get off to a right start, get my organics together, get my strawberries, my blueberries, my raspberries, all on sale this week at Wise, by the way. I was at the Wise, Wise Avenue Wise store, literally WISE, the other day. So tell me about kids and what, I guess in the modern era, they don't have little lunch boxes anymore, right? I mean, you know, a brown paper bag, whatever. But what should kids be eating better than the pizza and the french fries they gave me at Colgate Elementary?
Yes. So lunches are definitely different now. People are definitely thinking more about what goes into it, taking a little bit more time, but we're probably also a lot busier nowadays. So we don't want to take too much time out of our busy schedules, but, you know, making sure that the kids have, you know, the nutrition that they need to get through their day. We don't want them kind of in that slump mid-afternoon. We want them to be able to get the nutrients that they need to grow and develop properly. And we want to just, you know, make sure that they're actually enjoying it. So we want to send something to school that they're actually going to eat and is not going to go in the trash or even come home again.
Well, I think there's so many things to explore. And I'll say this, just in being not just in your stores, but growing through this and walking into grocery stores where the produce is the first place you walk into, right? So, you know, you start seeing greens and reds and yellows and oranges and colors, right? My mom put an apple in my lunch a lot. My mom put oranges in, but oranges were problematic because we didn't have soap in our school. You know, I'm going to put Johnny O on this at Baltimore. They're all going to be mad. Mueller's going to be upset. It's fine. We're cutting the ribbon at my new school, which was built 100 years ago, and okay, They've completely gutted it, and they've resurrected Colgate Elementary. We're opening it this year. But I'll tell you, my mom would give me oranges, and I get like – it would be sticky, you know? And back in the day, those awful peanut butter crackers that came in the packages. I mean, I'm thinking out loud now about 1978, what my mom tortured me, God rest her soul, the thing she gave me to eat in the mornings. But give me a recommendation for you. First off, do you have children?
No, I do not.
I do not either. That makes us lucky. Let's talk about other people then. But if I had a child right now, when I'm in your stores, I see things packaged that this could be made – it's made easy for adults, right? When I go into the deli area and I see whole meals and meal packages and prices on them that are below 10 bucks. But for kids in picking things up, well, there's 5 days a week. I see juice boxes. I see all sorts of things like that. Give me an idea of what a modern breakfast would be from a registered dietitian at Wise. So what should kids be eating?
Yeah, so you can definitely make it easy, especially – if they are taking something in their lunchbox, keeping it simple, maybe not in the package, or like you said, the oranges, maybe peel them ahead of time. But we do have plenty of things that are already ready to
get. That's love. If mom peels your orange ahead of time, you know?
Yes.
My mom would sometimes cut it for me into quarters because I think I complain. Like, mom, I got sticky hands. I got pencils and pens. Do kids even have pencils and pens anymore? I don't know. I got my four color pen here. I got this at Wise, by the way. Well, this keeps me organized. I mean, life's about color. But for me, with vegetables and fruits and things that could go with it, my mom always packed grapes for me. You know, things that weren't messy, that were easy, but also really healthy. The one thing I never liked, peanut butter and jelly. I mean, not that I'm anti PB&J, but my mom would put the jelly on the outside and it would like gum up the bun. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, is peanut butter and jelly that they're not giving kids that, are they? Or are we? Maybe on whole wheat?
Yeah. So some kids, you know, they love their PB&J. So I definitely recommend doing a little bit more of that whole wheat to get some of the more fiber, more nutrition. But there's so many other things. So whether it is breakfast or lunch, as long as they're getting something in, you know, for breakfast, it doesn't have to be a quote breakfast food. You know, if they want to eat a little sandwich or a little something more savory in the morning, that's totally fine. And then at lunch,
you're killing all my preconceptions about what breakfast has to be, right? But I've traveled the world. So, I mean, I was over in Tokyo 18 months, well, almost 2 years ago now, before COVID. I mean, they're doing fish and soup for breakfast. I mean, 7:30 in the morning straight away, strawberries, you know, good stuff. I've become, and I watch the show, and I've talked about this. Anytime I talk diet, nutrition, I had a few more pounds on me. You know, when I was a child, when I had said, it was an NFL and a Happy Days lunchbox. I never really had Mork and Mindy. But they called me Meatball Doughboy. I was a little heavy as a kid, and I was a little heavier as an adult back in 2006. And I watched a celebrity fit show. I tell my Planet Fitness folks this all the time. I was watching this like 15 years ago. And all of the celebrity fit club, you know, they had Hollywood workouts and like all that. But every one of them began their day with oatmeal and fresh fruit. And I thought, you know what? That's probably going to be a place I'm going to start. Now, I don't do oatmeal every morning anymore. I do like a whole grain. I eat a Nature's Path organic. I eat a red berry, maple crunch. I mix in coconut chia seed, granola I buy that's a Nature's Path, and I get that in the organic section. Rob Santoni keeps it special for me out at store 206, right near the meat, right near where the Maryland seafood was the other day. And I've begun my day, and since my wife had cancer, we buy mostly organic, but I'm raspberry, blueberry, and I love blueberries, but bananas, organic bananas, and this time of year, and I know we were all about this last month, peaches. I mean, I love me a peach in my breakfast. Maybe about a week left, maybe a week and a half of peach cake, which is also putting the pounds on me. Thank you, Fenwick Bakery. But I, for me, it's grain and fruit in the morning. And again, I mean, I grew up watching the Flintstones and the Three Stooges, and my mom sent me off with sausage and grits and eggs. And, you know, like my mom was Southern. It was bacon. It was like, I never ate Scrapple, still don't eat Scrapple. I know, you know, there's been a big debate here for 30 years about that, but I'm not a Scrapple guy. But for breakfast, I think the notion of what it can be, especially when I'm considering like chia seed pudding and soft things in the morning. My wife started having chia seed pudding with fruits and nuts and acai. I had one of those at in Ocean City a couple weeks ago. But I think fruits and grains is where I go for breakfast. But, you know, I'm old and skinny these days. What do I know?
And that's a great start. I think incorporating some kind of whole grain is definitely going to add more fiber. So it's going to keep the kids full longer. So depending on, you know, when lunchtime is, they're not
getting hangry at 10:30, right?
Yes. Getting hangry is not the best at school. And then kind of incorporating that fruit, or even if, you know, you can incorporate a vegetable in the morning, because sometimes that's something that maybe they might be missing out on. So if you can do that. So oatmeal is a great place to start, or even any of the whole grain cereals, or, you know, if you have time to make some whole grain toast or something like that. So I always encourage people to do as many food groups at each meal as possible, so that kind of as you go through the day, you're not missing out on anything.
Emily Baumgartner here. We try to educate here at Baltimore Positive and WNSD, our friends at Wise Markets, always sending folks in. Last week, we had Dennis Curtin on. We were talking travelogue all over Maryland and crab cakes. This week, you know, I really do want to talk nutrition. I have a lot of football players on this time of year. I mean, Rob Woodson's going to be coming on later this week talking about the Raiders. I mean, talk about world-class athletes, you know, different kinds of cats, Olympic training, track, all of that. One thing that I've really learned a lot about, and I'd say this in the last 5 years, I had cramping issues, right? And my wife, the second time my wife had cancer, she had terrible cramping after her second bone marrow transplant. I mean, she weighed 90 pounds, and the doctor sent her home and said, you really need to keep tonic water around the house. And I said, tonic water? Yeah, you're going to cramp. You know, coming back to life, you're going to cramp. Quinine. So she had quinine tablets and tonic water. And I had a lot of cramping, you know, foot cramping, middle of the night, the screaming, biting the pillow, you know, everything's locked down in your foot or whatever. And hydration has become just such a huge part of what I do. I mean, I sit here all day. This is, and again, I drink out of this all the time. It's actually insulated. I got it about 2 months ago. I asked Rob for a shirt, and he gave me a mug. But I drink out of the mug all the time, and actually took this on the trip with me. I have a hydrate product that it's an ID Life thing that I put in. I mix a lot of water in, I overwater it, quite frankly. It's too sweet for me. But it's a coconut water-based product with vitamins and that sort of thing. Hydration and kids. And I think about this, Emily. As a kid, we had one water fountain in the old Colgate Elementary that had cold water. All the rest of it tasted like some sort of mountain Sprite. It was terrible. But we would always go to the same fountain. And I'm thinking to myself, kids and a bottle of water, you know, on the table. There's nowhere I go in my life without – I'm going to Vegas this weekend. It's going to be 108 degrees, right, for the Ravens game. There's nowhere I go without water, without hydration. I mean, I start to feel the cramps in my hands. I get a little Rofo coffee in me in the morning. Next thing you know, I'm a hydration guy. For kids and hydration and bottle of water to school – I mean – my mother never said, here, take a bottle of water out, drink it on your way to school, Peter in first period. It's, you know, it's good for you. We were always like, don't ask the teacher to go to the bathroom. Can't go to the bathroom. You know, like all of that. Not for me to say every teacher should be sending, you know, all 31 of their students to pee 12 times a day. But I think drinking and hydration and water, if I look back on my life and things that I got wrong the first 40 years of my life, and I'm trying to fix all that now that I'm into my 50s, hydration. I can't imagine how many times I cramped up and I didn't need to.
Yes. And that is one thing we talk about with kids and adults. So many people are not getting enough water. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just plain bottled water, plain tap water. You can do so many things, like you talked about, putting things in it. You know, if your kid doesn't like just plain water, you can put some different fruit, lemon, lime, mint, that kind of thing to just like sit throughout the day at school. You know, even just packing a water, maybe even a little bottle in their lunch and say, you know, can you drink this at lunchtime? So they're getting plenty. I think most schools are fine with them having bottles there throughout the day. And then
that's just something as a kid, I never, in all of my years of school, I never had a bottle of water with me ever. Never had it on the table. I don't think even in college, that's something I did. And I think that that's something most Americans, if you're sane, you've at least come to the grand conclusion you probably should have more water in your diet.
Yes. And I remember even in my elementary school, you know, we couldn't have water at our desk, but you could go down the hall and get a drink of water. But, you know, I see elementary schoolers now who have their little fancy little water bottle going to school. So I think more people are allowing that, which is great. So they're getting hydrated, especially if they're going out to play. If anybody's doing sports after school, you definitely want to be hydrated.
All right. So you've given me, Jamie thinks of everything at Wise Market. So give me a whole bunch of list of things here. And they all sound like great ideas for me for lunch today. I mean, I'm all for a mini pizza. I'm all for a waffle sandwich or a bento box. Love me a bento box. This is so not traditional, right? Like, I guess I am the old fart when I'm talking about, like, if I had a kid or took a grandkid, if my wife, if, God forbid, my son, who's 37, and they say they're not making babies, but if they ever make one, and I become, can you imagine me as a grandparent, Em? I don't know, man. This is, I don't get myself into this headspace. But if I had to take a seven-year-old child to school 5 days this week, if I took Moeller's grandkids, the twins, and I had to take them to school, and I had to pack a lunch for them, I think that they would like turn their nose up at the Gucci thought of a bento box. I better change the name of it for them or something like that. But for children, what would I be putting in their box right now? If I had to pack a box tomorrow morning, I would pack for me, not for them, but I probably would be more healthier than what my mom gave me for sure. But I don't bento box. That sounds good. I mean, it sounds like I check that box for the order if I were the kid.
Yeah. So bento box, for those who don't know, is literally just a compartment container. You can get a fancy one that has an ice pack and everything, or you can just get the store brand, you know, airtight container.
I get them in Asian restaurants all the time. I have I got a ramen joint down here that makes me a bento box with some shrimp. It's delicious. Not, I wouldn't do that for my child, but
yeah. So you can put, the nice thing about the bento box is you can put anything in each compartment. So I always encourage, you know, one thing from each food group, but like you said, you didn't know necessarily what to put in it. Open the fridge, open the cupboards, see what fruit, veggie, protein, dairy, and whole grain you have in there, and you can put it together. So it's not necessarily a like full meal in itself, but it's different snacks that kind of create their own meal.
Well, I've become a big fan of the carrot stick. So, you know, I've just gotten a little healthier. Emily Baumgartner's here. She's a registered dietitian with our friends at Wise Markets. We encourage everybody round up this month. Now we're talking about nutrition, but we're also talking about feeding people. I was at the Wise over in Wise Avenue, the Wise. It's just double Wise. And I rounded up the other day. We're always trying to round up, telling folks about that. And a reminder on the 19th. And Emily, you know, I feel like you're my Father Baumgartner was my priest. I feel like I'm a Father Baumgartner and asking for forgiveness before the 19th of September, because I'm going to store 206 with Rob Santoni. We're making crab cakes. We're making signature crab cakes. Everybody felt left out last month, and now everybody's piling on. Not that I didn't have enough crab cakes last month, but my wife and I are working on like a little slurry and our own little Nestor Jen recipe on how we're going to do some cakes. So we're going to get some fresh Maryland meat. We're going to do that on the 19th. That's the day of the Chiefs game. I encourage everybody to come out, say hello in Fullerton. I know it's been a little while. I will elbow bump. I'll fist bump. You can ask for permission for the hug, but you're probably not going to get it. I'm going to have my Ravens mask on. We're all staying safe here as well. Emily, it's been wonderful to visit with you. I want to ask you, as a registered dietitian, because I love smart people about food, give me like sort of 1, 2, 3. If I meet you in an elevator and I say, what do you do? Oh, I'm a registered dietitian. 1 or 2 or 3 things that you just give people from the top. I went through hydration, which is my own personal thing. I think my oatmeal fruit morning thing is a personal thing. Dennis Colazzos, who's battle weight, we both talk about from Coons Ford. He'll be here on Thursday. We talk about our weight battles, and he's having one right now during COVID. And portion control. You know, we talk a lot about portion control and how much you eat. That when I go out and I eat a traditional American meal, it's 3 meals for me, usually with leftovers in my refrigerator. Well, what's your 1, 2, 3s when you when somebody like me meets somebody like you?
I think my number one thing is everything can fit. You don't have to be restrictive. You don't have to get rid of your favorite foods.
I love French fries with gravy.
Yes.
Ketchup.
Everything in moderation. Like you said, portion control. You can still have your favorite desserts and everything like that. It's really about just balancing throughout the day and making sure you're getting what you need, feeling satisfied, but not feeling overly stuffed.
Well, listen, Hannah, Jamie, Dennis, everybody from Rob, they're all going to be amazed that I made 20 minutes of dietitian talk about young people, and I didn't say the IC word. I didn't mention T-berry. I didn't mention chocolate chip or the vanilla bean that's in my fridge, the wild Maine blueberry that's on sale, that's in my freezer right now. I've tried to give up ice cream this month. I haven't given it up. But I've really tried. I gained weight. And I think one of the real things is having a red light, right? Like when you start to pick up weight and you know, summer, madness, fried this, thrashers that, went to the beach, Thanksgiving, Christmas pie, pumpkin. Pumpkin's back. I mean, I know this. Eggnog's around the corner, all of my vices. I did peaches and white corn and heirloom tomato, all that tasty farmer's market kind of stuff. The land, but we're getting into a really dangerous time now, aren't we? I mean, we really are. I mean, yeah, I'm having crab cakes every Friday, and I know that Chaucer's going to try to give me French fries on Friday when I make that tour stop. So I am really trying to push things away a little bit. I'm trying to avoid, and I say the whites, white rice, white bread, white sugar, refined things. Just try to push all that away a little bit. But the ice cream's the one that kills me because it's in my freezer and I love it so much. And they still owe me a tour. I mean, all the flavors up there. Apple cider donuts are coming, Emily. I mean, these are my vice. These are problems for me.
Everything is coming, but you can have everything in moderation, which a lot of people find it crazy, you know, that we're the ones saying that, but you really can. A lot of times when you restrict yourself, it just kind of spirals downhill from there. So allow yourself to have small portions of those things you like, incorporate some of those more nutritious things, you know, where you can incorporate the whole grains, the fruits, the veggies, all that stuff. If you can make ingredient swaps to kind of make some of your favorites a little bit more nutritious, that's great as well.
I told you, we've been going to all the Wises looking for the C2O coconut water. Some has it, some have FOCO, some have like a house brand. I don't buy the Goya stuff because I just don't roll like that. But I'll say this. We were out in Dundalk on Monday night. It felt like a Sunday because it was Labor Day. And we went into the Wise on Wise, and we did all of our shopping except milk because I had to get crabs. And I was stopping at Costas and at Al's to get crabs because my wife wanted to make legitimate Maryland crab soup. We have fresh okra, we fresh everything, right? We killed the produce aisle. We even went into the spice aisle. We grabbed some celery seed, some Greek oregano. This is going to like – she hadn't started it yet. She's working right now. But
you're
later in the day,
hungry.
It's going to happen. This is true. Did the whole turnaround, and we didn't pick up milk because we were afraid. I was stopping at my kid's house and dropping off crab. We didn't want the milk to go bad. So we went back to the Wise on Wise, not the one on Hollibert Avenue by Dundalk High School, and went back in the same store. I went in, and when I was in there the first time, someone had gotten, and it really looked good, pineapple upside down cake. So it's got pineapple. I know it's got some healthy. So, and they didn't want it, and it was like sitting – when I was checking out, girl's like, yeah, they didn't want it. I'm like, well, I want it, you know? So that was the first time. I went back in hour and a half later to get milk. My wife sends me to get milk and whatever else she forgot. We forgot something and I had to go in and get it. Blueberries and strawberries. So I went in to get those. They were on 3 for $10. So with, you know, you have to have the rewards card, but then you get your gas and all that stuff. They love it when I say all this, so I have to give it all. So I go to check out. And the pineapple upside down cake was there and it was sliced and they had one piece, $3, had the sticker on it. I touched it. I looked at it and I put it back. I didn't get it. So you're proud of it. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I could have rounded up and bought another thing, but I didn't. I got to stop. I mean, it's just, August was crazy. I told you I had 42 crab cakes in 30 days and gained weight. I got to stop. So this is where I made a wise choice, Emily.
Yes. And that's where sometimes, you know, maybe another time you'll go in and you'll decide, you know,
it won't be there.
I deserve to have that piece of pineapple upside down cake.
I wanted it really. I've had a lot of peach cake. I mean, like a lot of peach cake, and it's about to go away. So, and I'm about to go pumpkin spice. Emily Baumgartner is trying to get your kids in shape. My kids down the line, my grandkids. I now know what a bento box is. Many pizzas, waffle sandwiches. We didn't even get the pinwheels, did we? Did we talk pinwheels?
No, we didn't.
Kids love them.
Yeah, just a wrap cut up. Super simple.
All right. Well, thank you for making me hungry.
You're making me hungry.
And thanks for the great visit. Sending the kids back to school with nutritious and delicious lunch ideas. Emily Baumgartner, registered dietitian. And hopefully I didn't frighten you too much. You'll come back and we'll talk about what to do in the winter after Thanksgiving and pushing the cranberry and the I didn't mention pumpkin pie, but it's around the corner. I'm a total sucker for eggnog every day.
Yes, this was awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Emily Baumgartner, registered dietitian. Our friends at Wise always encourage you to make wise choices like the one I made, pushing the pineapple upside down. It was just a slice, but I didn't need it. Not this week. We're going to be over to Chaucer this Friday, doing bad things, eating more crab cakes. I'm going to mix in a salad. I promise they have healthy things there as well. Friday, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour continues. All of it brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets and our friends at Cole Roofing. I still got some coffee in here, some Rofo coffee in here. Billy Cole is going to be joining us this week as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST headed to Las Vegas. It's a business trip, short trip, I'll be hydrated out in Vegas. Full coverage from Ravens and Raiders on Monday night. Luke's out in Owings Mills all week long. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking food. Gosh, making me hungry. And wise choices at Baltimore Positive.